Corning Elementary, Fraser Elementary, and Westside Middle form a tight-knit cluster in the North Memphis neighborhood of Fraser. The once middle-class area is now riddled with crime, foreclosure, and blight. The average income for a family of four here is about $27,000 a year. All three schools have struggled academically for decades. Still, the school year started off with a party. The afternoon was scorchingly hot, but hundreds of people descended on the parking lot by Fraser Elementary for a picnic put on by the Achievement School District. Kids danced, slid on slides, and bounced in inflated houses. There was even a rock climbing wall and laser tag.
Never been to this, and this is really cool the way they get things set up for the kids, and it's really nice the way they came together for the community. It's really good.
Tarsha Macklin came to grab some registration information for her daughter, but she stuck around, and as the music thunked, she found herself having a good time and looking forward to the school year.
Just give us hope, you know, for our community, for our children, to get a better education, because we need this in our community. We really do.
69 of the state's 85 lowest performing schools are in Memphis. The Achievement School District could have taken over any or all. Instead, it chose the three schools in Fraser. In a radical first step, teachers who wanted to stay in these particular schools had to reapply. As a result, there'll be many new faces in the classroom this year. Robin Waters is one of them.
I think everything's changing except the building and the children.
Waters will be a first grade teacher at Corning. A more than 15-year veteran, she's taught in Virginia and in a Memphis City school not that far away. As part of the Achievement School District, Waters' school day will be an hour and a half longer, and she'll have to teach some Saturday classes. Still, she was eager to sign up, attracted to the state's ambitious goals and its willingness to shake things up.
When I got the application, the first question on it was, why do you want to work for the ASD? And I just wanted to write, you're the people I've been looking for my entire career. Can we move to the next question?
For his part, Superintendent Chris Barbic says it's teachers like Waters who are going to turn these schools around. Barbic used to head the successful Yes Prep charter schools in Houston. He moved to Nashville to oversee the state's lowest performing schools. Tennessee is using federal Race to the Top money to get these schools off the ground. But within 5 years, Barbic says he'll be running better schools without spending any more than Memphis currently spends per pupil.
We're choosing to reallocate the dollars differently, and we're pushing a lot more money down to the schools. We're focusing on people, and we're investing in our people and not in things and programs.
Again, Barbic is tasked with taking schools that are among the bottom 5% and moving them to the top 25%.
I think a lot of times when, you know, these lists of schools get created, the goal becomes to get off the list. And getting off the list and having a great school does not necessarily mean the same thing. And what we really want to do is make sure that these are great schools.
If Barbic can accomplish that task, then the state will take over more schools. But for now, Barbic seems to enjoy being involved in every aspect of these three schools' operation. When we were finished talking, he walked back towards the music and the party, bending over to pick up every dropped plastic cup along the way. For WKNO News, I'm Eleanor Boudreau.